Over the past week, 3 people died during protests, one in Portland, Oregon, the other in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Authorities are still investigating the particulars, but what we do know is that in both cases, far-right groups and Trump supporters came face-to-face with racial justice protesters and Antifa activists. And those who've been watching closely to the lead-up of this violence say no one should be surprised. David Nywort is here. He's a journalist, staff writer for the Daily Coast, and author of the forthcoming book, Red Pill, Blue Pill, How to Counteract the Conspiracy Theories That Are Killing Us. Thanks for being here.
Pleasure to be here.
So, David, let's start with Portland. A member of the far-right group Patriot Prayer was shot and killed during confrontations between Trump supporters and counter-protesters. You've been watching these kinds of clashes play out on the streets of American cities for years. Was it inevitable that it would end up this way?
Yes, I think in a lot of ways it was. Most of the journalists that I've worked with covering this, we weren't sure which side someone was going to get shot on, but we knew we had these extremely volatile events in downtown Portland with a lot of very heated rhetoric flying back and forth and a lot of physical brutality going on between them. And we knew that people were bringing guns to these events. And so it was a matter of eventually somebody was going to get shot. And it did finally happen.
The man who died, Aaron J. Danielson, was a member of Patriot Prayer. Can you remind us what that is?
Patriot Prayer is basically this far-right group. You know, they're led by this guy named Joey Gibson, whose entire reason for being for the last 3 years has been to organize people from rural and suburban and exurban areas to come to these urban areas to hold these events in the hopes of provoking violence.
Joey Gibson, the founder that you just mentioned, I mean, he says that they're not there to incite violence. But what is the goal then that they're saying they're there for?
They have various causes du jour. Rallies in downtown Portland that Gibson has organized have been protests against Portland's sanctuary city status. Patriot Prayer marched in Seattle with people who were marching against Islam. They're very multi-purpose. And when I cover these events, I've sat on the Patriot Prayer side, and they're all just there waiting to get into fights.
We should be clear that far-right groups are not the only armed presence at some of these clashes, but to what extent are leftist groups also taking up arms in the streets?
Well, you know, there are anarchists and anti-fascists who do carry weapons. There's in Seattle an outfit called the Puget Sound John Brown Gun Club, but they're pretty much in the minority, in a very tiny number. Whereas on the Proud Boy and Patriot Prayer side, we see a lot of weapons. Mm.
Let's go to Kenosha for a moment. Protesters there took to the streets after the shooting of Jacob Blake, as we know. A group of loosely organized armed white men also descended on the city. How do you see this de facto collection of people in the context of more organized groups like Patriot Prayer and Proud Boys? What's the connection there?
Well, they're all connected essentially by this very far-right belief system. It's fundamentally the same sort of paranoid worldview where they fear the New World Order and they believe there's a nefarious cabal of conspirators secretly running the world. And the militias that you see showing up in places like Kenosha are actually organized explicitly to be basically an oppositional force to Black Lives Matter.
This is all at the forefront for all of us in light of what's happening nationally. President Trump visited Kenosha, where he called left-wing protesters domestic terrorists. He then spread conspiracy theories about a plane full of Antifa thugs. Those were falsehoods. We've described the president as ginning up violence in the streets. But this connection to these militias and right-wing extremists go deeper than that.
Yeah. A lot of it has to do with the ideological common grounds. I mean, a lot of the civil discord that is going on right now really comes down to a kind of epistemic crisis that we are having, where we can't really even agree as a country on what is real and what is fake. we've managed to so disrupt our shared common reality through the arrival of this conspiracy theory sort of media. And the culture that has arrived from that is extremely paranoid, extremely bigoted, and extremely prone to violence.
That's David Nywert, a journalist and author of the forthcoming book, Red Pill, Blue Pill, How to Counteract the Conspiracy Theories That Are Killing Us. David, thank you so much for this conversation.
Pleasure to be here.